First person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Jane McCormack Crowley says, let's turn the earth.
I delight in other people's gardens, though I confess to having a killer thumb for anything more exotic than succulents. I'm not a gardener, but I am respectful of spiders and earthworms, their quiet contributions to the planet's survival, and those related metaphors of webs, networks, earth-enriching castes often turn my thoughts to peacemaking, to those who turn the earth wherever they are, making connections, overcoming bitterness. I think of Families for Peaceful Tomorrows, started by relatives of 9/11's victims. Their tireless work has led to the International Network for Peace, formed by survivors of political violence to promote justice, reconciliation, and genuine peace. I think of an Iraqi organization called La UNF, which translates from Arabic as No Violence. Members study the teachings of Gandhi and Martin Luther King. Pledged to the concept of non-violence, they are willing to risk their lives to spread this throughout Iraq. I think of other earthworms, Fellowship of Reconciliation, American Friends Services, Pax Christi, the peace networks of Israelis and Palestinians. Think about this ever-expanding web of ordinary people enriching the earth by their commitment to non-violence. Let's join them.
Jay McCormack Crowley is a retired educator living in Soquel. We'd like to hear from you. Send 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. This program was produced by Meet Fisher, Margie Kern-Marshall, and Matilda Rand.